I'm here with KOW's literary producer, Elizabeth Austin, and you've brought in a poem called I Had My First Kiss, which is such a great title. What is the origin before we hear it? Tell us a little bit about this poem.
So I was standing in the newsroom here at KUOW, and the newscaster made an announcement just as I got a text from my 14-year-old niece in California. So I look down and see her text, which is the title of this poem, and listen to this newscaster making this announcement, and the contrast between those was so jarring. I actually walked over to the ladies' room and stood in one of the stalls drafting the beginning of this poem. It took me almost 2 years to finish it, but that's the beginning of it, is right here at KUOW.
Well, Elizabeth Austin, let's hear I Had My First Kiss.
I had my first kiss. My niece's text arrives as the newscaster announces a bomb landing just outside Jerusalem. Was it what you hoped for? I text back. Delight battling instant anxiety. Don't get pregnant. The voice on the radio intones a preliminary body count. She's eaten from the tree of knowledge, and all I see is the garden gate closing behind her. Her holy city bombed, the harvest burnt, every olive tree uprooted. Write down what happened and how you feel, I text to a 14-year-old who reads little more than status updates. What am I thinking? Celebration in the refugee camps, the voice reports. But already, jets overhead. Childhood scrambled by a mother bent on drinking away her own damaged youth. Maybe my niece's childhood's been over for a long time. Or maybe I'm the one who's stuck in the old story, the one where any taste of sweetness is paid for with years of bitter herbs. Look twice before you cross that border, I'm begging, while she's tasting snowflakes on her tongue. Learn to tell your own story, I want to write. To her, to me. Put what's delicious in your own words so you can keep it, no matter what comes next.
Who is this poem really about, Elizabeth Austin?
Well, that's where the poem started to crack open, was where I understood that it was only partly about my niece and only partly about the situation in the Middle East, but it was also about me, about being an older woman, about being someone who doesn't have children of her own, about someone who struggles to tell her own story.
This poem is the intersection of the personal, the political, passing event, a text from a niece, and the fact that a poet can take those things and weave something greater than the whole, you know, take each thread and make a tapestry out of them.
What I try to tell people and to teach and to practice myself is that if something happens in your day that sticks with you, that's the beginning of a poem, and it begins with why of everything that happened to me in this day, is this what I remember? Why is this what I keep coming back to? And it's that sense of digging deeper and deeper. What's here? Why is this significant? And then looking for those images that will expand the event. This poem cracked open for me once I began to bring in those images of the garden gate closing, the harvest burnt, every olive tree uprooted. I was really struggling to not trivialize the news from the Middle East in the context of this poem. And it was those larger images that I hope do that.
Elizabeth Austin, the poem is called I Had My First Kiss, and there's an exclamation point, so we have to say it that way. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marcy.